want us to worship him this morning. It's afternoon already. No, it's still in the morning. In the next 2-3 minutes, let's worship God. Let's give him glory. Sing a new song unto him. Reflect over what he has done for you and begin to thank him. Worship him in your prayers this morning. Thank him. Thank the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one that gave you journey masses throughout the week, the one that did not allow evil to come upon you and your household, the one that says it is well with you and it has been well with you ever since, the one that puts bread on your table. Give him glory this morning. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory.
We give you glory, Lord.
When we give you glory,
as we honor you.
Oh, yes,
you are wonderful.
You are wonderful, Lord.
You are worthy,
you are worthy, Lord.
Oh,
yes.
You are wonderful.
Oh, yes.
You are worthy, oh, Lord.
We give you glory, Lord.
As we
testimonies of this morning. Look at the testimony our mommy gave. Our God knows the end from the beginning. When my daughter came to me and said, I want that child. It is that one that I want. I said, look, let only the will of God come to pass. Pray for me that I must get that one that I want. I said, no, we don't pray like that. I will pray that the will of God will come to pass. I want you to thank God that the will of God is coming to your path to pass in your life. Just open your mouth and say, Father, I thank you for your will that you have made to come to pass in my life. For the Lord knows the end of a thing before it begins. Look at how he addressed Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 1, I think verse 5. I know thee. I form thee. I appoint thee as a prophet, even before you are formed in your mother's womb. Can you imagine? He knows us, even before we are formed. He knows what he wants for our lives. Father, let me key into your will this morning. Lift up your countenance upon me. Lift up your countenance upon me, upon my household, upon my fellow human beings. Upon my ministry, Father, lift up thy countenance upon me. Let me not be a failure. Talk to God. You will not be a failure in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift thy countenance upon me, Father, in the name that's above every other name. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We are going to pray, Father, let my name never be missing from the book of life. Talk to God this morning. So that all my efforts will not be in vain. The Bible says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, everything has become new. Since you gave your life to Christ, what are those things that are still recurring in your life that you yourself know is not supposed to be there? What are those things that is staining your newness? Talk to God this morning. Father, lift up your countenance upon me and wash me clean. So that I can be a new creature. I want to be a good Christian in the mighty name of Jesus. The Sunday school this morning was talking about meditation. I need the grace, O Lord, to meditate on your word, to think deeply what your word says, and to apply it to myself. I need this, O Lord. Help me so that I be reminded of the kingdom at all times, so that I will know that I am not of this world. Help me, Lord. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Our Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. It's time for your word. Speak to us by yourself. Lord Almighty, open our ears. Open our hearts. Give us heart of flesh. Let your word do something new in my life. Let your word bring healing. Let your word bring joy. Let your word inhabit my whole being. In the mighty name of Jesus. At the end of the day, O Lord, all these words that I'm hearing, let them not arise against me in judgment in the mighty name of Jesus. Make me a doer of your word. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Lord, I hide myself behind your cross. I pray that the Holy Spirit will come upon me and I shall not speak of myself, but I shall speak of your wonders of your word in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome somebody to the presence of the Lord this morning, this afternoon. Tell her, him or her that you are welcome. That the Lord will lift up his countenance upon you. Amen. Tell your neighbor, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. Amen. We have been looking at Numbers 6, 22 to 27. You know, the prayer that the Lord dictated to Moses that he should use in blessing his people. He said, may the Lord bless you. Numbers, and the Lord speak unto Moses, saying, to 27 now, speak unto Aaron and unto his son, saying, on this wise, ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. Amen? Amen. The Lord make his face shine upon thee. Amen. And be gracious unto thee. Amen. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Today, I want to go through this too, but because of our time, we might be looking at the last part. It's a 6 prayer point something. We're looking at the last part on Sunday. But today we want to look at, did the Lord lift up his countenance upon you? Amen. We all know that when we are growing up as children, one of the things we learn, and we learn it quickly, is when not to ask things from our parents. In the neighborhood then, you will hear children say, better don't go to dad now. Because he's not in a good mood. You want to do that? I better don't ask mommy that question now. She will not do it for you because she's not in a good mood. At work, most people know when it's a good time to ask for a day off from their managers. And just by looking at the countenance of their teachers, students know when it's a good idea to ask too many questions in class. And when not to ask questions. We've all been students before. So countenance, sometimes known as mood, emotion, or expression, is a general non-verbal indicator of excitement, happiness, sadness, and other states of human minds. In Numbers 6:26a, the Bible says, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. And this is the 5 of the 6-part prayer we have been examining in this passage that we read. Where God declared to Moses the words of prayers that the priest should bless the children of Israel with, and so that they can leave his blessings upon them. So no one understands the importance of good countenance more than the butlers. You dare not appear before a king with a sad face. When serving him a drink, you know that.
Nehemiah understood this clearly when he was preparing to appear before King Artaxerxes to ask for help so he could travel to Jerusalem to rebuild his walls. Information came to Nehemiah. Nehemiah was the chief butler, you know, with the king that time. And word came to him that, you know, some people visited from Jerusalem. And he asked them, what about my people living there? What is going on? I said, wow, it's not good. It's not a good report. And the walls are burnt down. Pigs are eating those that are on the burial ground. And all sorts of things. The temple is this, you know. And Jeremiah was very sad. Very, very sad. And he began to meditate, just as we heard this morning. Begin to ruminate. What can I do? What do I do? Just like in workers' meeting this morning, our brother was asking, how can we spread the gospel? What can we do? But before approaching the king, Nehemiah has prayed and fasted for many days to ask God for mercy before the king. Else, appearing sad before him could mean the end of his life. You know, if I'm to speak in tongues, some people might not understand. Obankwe, alone differ was the case. You understand what I'm trying to say? The king is calling you. I said, no, I'm still consulting the gods here. You know, the king is calling you. I said, oh, I'm still involved in divination. Tell the king I'm involved in divination. Yoruba says, if the divination say something good, and the king is saying something worse, I'm sorry for you. Praise the Lord. So it was like that. He cannot appear before the king sad. So he has to pray. He has to fast. See how the Bible describes the scenario in Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. The Bible records this tense situation. It said, and it came to pass in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when wine was before him, that I took wine and gave it to him. Now, I had never been sad in his presence before. Therefore, the king said to me, why is your face sad? Since you are not sick, physically there was no sickness in him. This is nothing but sorrow of heart. So I became dreadfully afraid. Can you imagine? That the king was able to notice that sadness in him. He too was trembled. He was afraid because he knows that that may be the end of his life. Another example was in Shushan. We all know the story of Esther. No one could enter the gates of King Ahasuerus now. Ahasuerus is the name of this king. In sackcloth. And if anyone, man, woman, including the king's queens, approached his chambers without being invited, that person was put to death unless the king lifted his countenance upon him or her. Except the king just looked at him or her and said, okay, let him come in. If you ever go towards that chambers without being invited, you are gone. And Esther understood this condition clearly when Mordecai asked her to approach the king in order to save the Jews from Haman's plan to destroy them. She knew the risk of a bad countenance from the king. If the king should be in a very bad countenance by the time I got there, that is the end of my life. Esther 4:16. She asked for a real 3 days prayer and fasting so God could make the king to lift up his countenance upon her when she approached him. Otherwise, she will perish in the process. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. So a person's countenance is so important that at some point in our individual lives, we have all faked our countenances, appearing to be okay or happy when indeed we weren't. We have mostly learned to brighten up instead of being moody or in the worst case, to remain stoic rather than show dissatisfaction. Fortunately, God does not fake anything. So if his countenance is dull or showing disapproval, we will know through his words or by the feelings of it in our spirit. Do we know? God has just done something for you and you are not thankful. We will know that his countenance is not good. We do not have a thankful heart, a joyful heart. We appear on Sunday in the church sad. No, you know, it's not supposed to be. Whatever is our problem, put it aside so that God can show his countenance, beautiful countenance upon us. And this will be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Lifting up one's countenance or brightening up is a sign of life, a sign of excitement, a sign of approval. When God lifts up his countenance upon you, it means that he is in approval of you. It means he's exhibiting favor towards you. It means he's exhibiting mercy and kindness towards you in all your ways. Everyone brightens up when relating to a child. We know that. With willingness to assist the child in any way possible. When God brightens up on you, it means that his arms are wide open to do you good, to help you, and to advertise you. God is going to advertise somebody. God is going to do somebody good in the mighty name of Jesus. His arms is going to be wide open to receive you in the mighty name of Jesus. Just as a proud parent is eager to introduce their son or daughter, God is eager to show you off. God is eager to introduce you and show you off to the world when his countenance is open upon you. This is a great place to be, and I pray that our God will lift up his covenant upon us throughout this year in the mighty name of Jesus. Throughout this decade in the mighty name of Jesus. However, if you have not given your life to Christ, you do not have a covenant with God, and his promises do not apply to you. To come under these promises, we must surrender our life to God. We must surrender everything that we are doing to God. We must seek his approval before we move forward. We do not allow our own will to go before the will of God. Many of us, we give God condition. I had a brother then in Nigeria. Do this work. He said, no, I don't even have tithe. Yeah, that was his complaint. I don't even have tithe to come and become it. Because, you know, in Nigeria, we don't allow, no, as a worker, pants, shirt, and a tie. You can't come as a worker without a tie to the church. They don't allow it. And we ask this brother, all this problem you are going through, I remember one of the workers in training coordinator, Pastor Ama, we said, brother, what God is telling me is that come and join the workforce. He said, no. I don't even have money to buy a tie. I remember one Sunday, Pastor Amar came with 10 ties, asked him to go with all, if that is his problem. He said, no. God must provide a job for him. It is when he provides the job that he will now come and serve. We don't give God conditions. You don't give God conditions. For God knows the beginning of a thing. Sorry, the end before it starts at all. I pray this morning that the Lord will lift up his countenance upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. And the glory of God will never depart from us. Let's be on our feet. We will continue next week. Let's be on our feet. I want us to pray this prayer. Lord, I know I am a sinner and I'm unable to save myself. I am sorry for my sins, and I pray that you please forgive me. Ask God to forgive your sins. Father, forgive me my sins, Lord. I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. I am sorry for my sins this morning. I pray that you please forgive me. I am aware that your son Jesus Christ died for my sins, and I accept him as my Lord and Savior this afternoon. I surrender my life unto you for this moment. From this moment, O Lord, I surrender my life to you. Take control of my entire being. Help me to be obedient to your word. Going forward, help me to be obedient to your word, Lord. Going forward, Father, help me to be obedient to your word. Thank you for hearing me. Just begin to thank the Lord for hearing your prayers. And in this new mood, I want you to go before the Lord and say, Lord, here I am. These are my requests, Lord. Lift up thy countenance upon me. Talk to God this morning. These are my requests. Father, these are my requests. I have been doing it as an outsider before, but now I am your child, for I have confessed you as my personal Lord and Savior. I am now part of the family. Here I am, Lord. Take me, make me a new creature, lift up your countenance upon me. Father, lift up your countenance upon me. Approve me, Lord. These are my requests. State your request. Remember, nothing is impossible for him. Lift up your faith this morning. Ask for that big thing. Brethren, where I am now, I did not think of it 10 years ago. I won't deceive you. Where I am now physically, where I am now as a parent, it has all been maybe. But today, God has made everything and has perfected everything. God will perfect his word in your life. The word that lives in you said, command me ye with my words. God respects his words more than his name. Bible says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Let your word do beautiful things in my life as I surrender myself unto you. Surrender those requests unto him this morning. Surrender those requests unto him. He will lift up his countenance upon you. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I'm sorry.
surrendered that request to him, lift up your hand. Receive from him this morning. Receive from him that gift that has been brought to you this morning will not go back to heaven. Receive it. Receive that gift. Receive that request. Receive that request this morning. Surrender it to him. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Our Father, we bless you. We thank you, we worship you for lifting up your countenance upon us, for receiving us as your children, for making us new creatures. And upon this, O Lord, because we have confessed you that you are our personal Lord and Savior, we lift our request before you. We put it before you. Those heart-burning desires of ours. For we know you are God that can do all things. Father, receive them in the mighty name of Jesus. Based on this word and on this prayer, Lord, there shall be testimonies. I shall be a testifier. You shall testify to the goodness of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. For the Lord will bless you, he will keep you, he will be gracious unto you, and he will lift up his countenance upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus, and he will give you peace. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Praise the Lord.